Frank Pavone, who is probably the most well-known pro-life quote priest in the world, was recently removed from the Vatican II quote priesthood and reduced to the lay state. As Pavone himself acknowledges, this action was specifically approved by Francis.
By Pope Francis, and therefore there actually is no appeal? Is that the structure?
Oh yeah, this was signed off on by the Pope. Yeah, we know that.
So anti-Pope Francis has taken the dramatic action of removing from the Vatican II quote priesthood and reducing to the lay state the most prominent pro-life quote priest in the world, while he allows and approves countless radical leftist heretics and apostates who are pro-quote LGBT, and much more, such as the notorious James Martin, whom Francis personally approves. This is just another striking example of why the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church, but the prophesied end times counter-church. The Vatican II sect manifestly lacks the marks of the Catholic Church. Many followers of the Vatican II sect have been shocked and astounded by this news concerning Frank Pavone. As our material explains, those people are fulfilling the prophecy of Apocalypse 17 about how followers of the end times beast and whore of Babylon shall wonder or be shocked and amazed when they see the return of pagan Rome. See our video, Apocalypse Now in the Vatican, which explains how Apocalypse 17 is about pagan Rome returning in the last days under the guise or appearance of the Church, that is, by means of a counter-church led by heretical antipopes, and that return of pagan Rome under the appearance of the Church has caused shock and confusion among those who can't recognize what's happening. Now, the Vatican claims that Pavone was removed for blasphemy and disobedience, but the real reason is obvious. Pavone did take God's name in vain, and he apologized for that. Obviously, he never should have taken God's name in vain, but the Vatican II sect tolerates countless blasphemers and dissenters. They did not remove him for that. No, they removed Pavone in a forceful way because he was aggressively and prominently attacking the leftist political establishment with strong words for their support for abortion.
They don't want a Catholic priest in good standing to be at a CPAC conference, for example,
yes,
preaching at the Mass and urging Catholics that, hey, folks, this is a good thing that we're doing here. They don't want a Catholic priest like me being the only Catholic priest ever to go to some of these other conservative gatherings, strategy sessions and conferences, because then that conveys to everybody else there, Catholic or not, that somehow this is okay with the Catholic Church. It's taking the Church in a direction, at least in people's perception, that they don't want it to go.
People need God's grace to effectively and powerfully combat evil. The Vatican II sect opposes and blocks grace. When Pavone started to say that Biden and the Democrats are morally corrupt, God-hating, and America-hating, he was powerfully getting to the truth on that matter, and that could not be tolerated by the Vatican II sect since it's fully under the control of the devil. Any individual who starts to attack evil in an aggressive, effective, and prominent way within the Vatican II counterchurch, even on one issue, will be removed or silenced, while the Vatican II sect allows and promotes notoriously evil heretics and dissenters. It's a false church.
Chicago Archbishop Blaise Supich has removed a priest who burned a rainbow banner. Supich says he acted out of concern for Father Paul Kalchick and his parishioners and said the 56-year-old priest will receive pastoral support. The flag burning angered the LGBT community.
Even though this incident is another powerful example of why the sedevacantist position is true and we have been correct, and we agree with much of what Frank Pavone does in regard to the pro-life issue, Pavone is sadly not a true Catholic or a valid priest. Pavone accepts the Vatican II sect's false ecumenism and the heresies of Vatican II. As an example, which we covered in a separate video, in 2014 Pavone preached in a Protestant church an act of forbidden participation in non-Catholic worship, and he told the non-Catholic congregation that they are the body of Christ, among other things.
And you look beautiful because you are expressing the faith that is inspired by the Spirit of God Himself. And that Spirit is shining through you right now, individually and as the body of Christ. And it's shining right now from coast to coast.
That's blatant heresy, but it is the teaching of Vatican II. Pavone also praised the horrible and heretical document Amoris Laetitia. Francis's document Amoris Laetitia allows people who live in fornication or adultery to receive, quote, Holy Communion, among other horrible things.
And there is now little mystery as to what the controversial Chapter 8 of Amoris Laetitia, the papal teaching document on family and marriage, intends. Papal advisor and ghostwriter of the document, Archbishop Victor Manuel Fernandez, told a Latin theological journal this week that the Pope's encyclical was opening the door, in some cases, to communion for divorced and remarried couples without an annulment. In a seemingly coordinated move, a leaked letter from Pope Francis to Argentinian bishops saluting their implementation of his encyclical has been posted on the Vatican website. There the Pope says, quote, "There are no other interpretations to Lo Amoris Laetitia." The bishops embrace the idea of communion for those in a second marriage sans annulments.
Concerning that heretical document, Pavone stated, quote, "Amoris Laetitia is a timely and loving exhortation for families towards genuine charity that begins within the nuclear family. It can be described as a new roadmap for a culture that has taken a sad and tragic detour," end quote. That's horrible. When Pavone was in the Vatican II seminary, he attended the worship service of a different non-Catholic denomination each weekend. That's condemned as mortally sinful by true Catholic teaching. See our video, Vatican II is a New Religion, which covers the matter in detail. Pavone teaches other heresies as well. We hope for his conversion to the true Catholic faith, but at this time he's sadly not a true Catholic. He does not have the true faith.
So let me bless you with the relic of John Paul II. Through the intercession of St. John Paul II, the Pope of Life, may Almighty God give you his blessing and protection.
Further, Pavone is not a valid priest because he was ordained in Antipope Paul VI's new rite of ordination, which is definitely invalid. Antipope Paul VI's new rite of ordination manifests the same pattern of deletion that the Anglican rite does, a rite that was declared invalid by Pope Leo XIII. This is a huge issue, even though few seem to care about it. It means that even the many, quote, priests who purport to offer the traditional Mass in the Vatican II sect, if they were ordained in Antipope Paul VI's new rite of ordination, are not valid priests. They cannot validly offer Mass or absolve people of their sins. This is also another reason why people like Taylor Marshall are deceivers. Taylor Marshall and people like him are comparable to members of the Anglican sect who might make some true points about abuses and problems with the Anglican sect. They might make valid criticisms about what should be changed, who should be removed, the double standards, etc. But ultimately, they point people back to a completely fake hierarchy and a fake church. That's sadly what Taylor Marshall does, and that's how he's used by the devil. He makes many true points about the scandals, heresies, and problems with the Vatican II sect, but then he deceives people by leading them right back to the invalid priesthood and the rotten and fake hierarchy of the Vatican II sect, the prophesied end times counterchurch. That's the truth. This Pavone incident also highlights the foolishness of those heretics who reject the Sedevacantist position based on visibility. The true remnant Catholic Church, although reduced in size during the Great Apostasy, retains essential visibility. You are listening to a visible member of the Catholic Church in our day. But the Vatican II sect manifestly lacks the marks of the Catholic Church. It's not one, it's not holy, etc. You cannot preach or stand for the truth and retain a position of prominence within it, even on the matter of abortion, as Frank Pavone has discovered, but you can support abortion, sodomy, etc., and be officially approved by the Vatican. The defenders of this abominable false Vatican II sect, the Whore of Babylon, which is led by a totally apostate antipope, are truly the blind leading the blind to hell. For example, listen to this mouthpiece of Satan, a notorious heretic who spreads all kinds of falsehood, trying to persuade people that this action against Pavone was really the legitimate action of a legitimate hierarchy.
So, he's already been made aware of the fact that he has been laicized, and guess what? He is still identifying himself as a priest, which he should not be doing. That seems to prove the already existent complaint on part of the hierarchy that there is a disobedience to lawful authority.
What a demonic deceiver. Moreover, the official Vatican decree which removed Pavone refers to him as Mr. Pavone. So they really bring down the hammer on Pavone. That comes from the same Vatican II sect that constantly showers praises upon and uses the assumed titles of notorious heretics and the leaders of false religions through its practice of false ecumenism and interreligious quote dialogue, as we've documented in our material. It's also noteworthy that Pavone, while affiliated with the Vatican II sect, has for many years been the director of an organization called Priests for Life.
Hello, friends. Father Frank Pavone here, National Director of Priests for Life.
Isn't it interesting that his organization is called Priests for Life, yet the Vatican II sect didn't allow him to remain a, quote, priest for life? They officially removed him from the Vatican II, quote, priesthood before the end of his life. We don't think that's just a coincidence. It's another providential example of how when you try to work within the Vatican II sect, your efforts will fail, because it's not the Catholic Church. People need to embrace the traditional Catholic faith, as our material explains.